backing away to the far corner of the room, Tepeth said, "Get up! Use Holo! Call Grandmaster Shan!"
I don't know how to reach her," he said. "I don't have that kind of authority."
"Call your boss. Call boss's boss. Get Shan on the Holo, or you die."
"Okay," he said, getting to his feet. "Okay, I'll try."
Tepeth had no idea if her plan would work. She knew in the Empire they'd rather let a hostage die than disturb a Sith Lord with this kind of request. She hoped things were different in the Republic. In the 5 minutes it took the guard to run his request up a chain of superiors, explaining his situation each time, 3 speeders came in to land on the roof outside, each carrying 4 more armed security personnel. Tepeth kept one eye on the guard at the Hollow, while the other darted back and forth to the windows at the gathering array of firepower, wondering how long she had until they tried to storm the building. Just as she was about to give up hope of ending this without bloodshed, the man at the Hollow said,
"I got her! She's here!"
Tepeth glanced over to see a woman's face on the Hollow. She had no idea what Grandmaster Shan looked like, though she thought she could see a faint resemblance in the face to Theron.
"In the corner,"
she said, motioning with the gun.
"Face down. You move, I shoot."
"There's no need for violence,"
the woman on the Hollow said as the guard complied with her instructions.
"Let's try to stay calm."
"Tried that,"
Tepeth told her, keeping the weapon trained on the guard in the corner.
"Nobody listens. Violence only way to get results."
"I'm here now. I'm listening."
"You Grandmaster Satir Shan?"
"I am."
"Message from Theron. Needs your help. Sends me to tell you."
From the expression on the woman's face, Tepeth knew Satil was who she claimed to be. She also knew Satil had no doubt that she was telling the truth.
"What happened? What's wrong?"
"Not here,"
Tepeth said, shaking her head.
"Too many ears. Somewhere private."
"Do you want to come to me, or should I come to you?"
Tepeth glanced out the window to see more than 20 armed guards waiting on the roof outside.
"You come here. We not going anywhere."
30 seconds after ending her Holo call with Satil, Tepeth saw the guards outside pulling back and lowering their weapons, though none of them left.
5 minutes later, another airspeeder touched down, this one carrying a single figure in a brown robe. Ignoring the armed guards, she jumped from her speeder and walked quickly toward where Tepeth was holed up. As she drew closer, the Twi'lek recognized her as the woman from the Holo call. She paused at the door.
"It's Grandmaster Satil Shan," she said. "Get up,"
Tepeth said to the man still lying on the ground.
"Open the door."
He did as instructed. Satil glanced from the guard to Tepeth, then back to the guard before stepping inside.
"Go,"
she said to the guard,
"and take the rest of your CSF friends with you. This is Jedi business."
The man looked back at Tepeth, then bolted for freedom when she nodded. Satil closed the door behind him, sealing the two of them alone in the room.
"You don't need that pistol anymore,"
she said. Tepeth glanced down at her hand, surprised to realize she was still holding the blaster. She quickly set it on the chair beside her.
"You said Theron sent you?"
the Jedi said.
"He needs my help?"
"Nos Dural, too. Tried to tell guards. Wouldn't listen."
"Tell me everything,"
Satil said,
"starting with your name."